In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Roy Cantrell, cotton molecular breeding lead for Monsanto in St. Louis, Missouri. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We're the people that hold the flashlight. We shine the light on the future cotton varieties along with the breeder. We look at the DNA that's in those potential new varieties and help in selection. It's much more precise. It's faster than just the old way of breeding, where we can make selections and collect DNA and go through literally millions of samples in a short period of time, compared to selecting through conventional breeding would take a lifetime.
This is Cut 2, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One focus has been development of robotics, of automation, state-of-the-art tools that are not unlike what you would see in a pharmaceutical lab or a life sciences lab to do the DNA analysis, to develop modern ways to sample a large number of cotton plants for DNA so that we can shine that light on them and see what genes they do already have and select the best ones.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The focus is on traits or characteristics of cotton that growers really want in their future varieties. Examples are genetic resistance to root knot nematode, to reniform nematode. We're developing and confirming DNA markers that are associated with those so that you can rapidly get those into the future varieties. This is not a biotech trait, it's genetic resistance. Fiber quality is another one. We're working very hard to come up with DNA markers that will help us improve fiber quality. We know many of these traits are influenced by the environment, by the weather. The growers know that. Well, with DNA markers, and that fingerprint is not really influenced by the growing condition, it's not influenced by the weather. So we can make very precise selections for those traits using DNA technology.